Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Guess what? It's June. It sure is. We're entering into the last month of the first half of the year. This year is going by awfully fast, Saints. Amen. And welcome, everyone, to Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and God bless you all. We are a Christian Internet church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States and all over the globe. Amen? Yes, this year is flying by. We better get moving. We better get moving. It'll be December before we know it. So the Lord is busy. He's very busy. He's blessing us all over the place. He's answering prayer requests. He's speaking to us every broadcast. Miracles are taking place. Healings are taking place. My, it's breathtaking. It really is. And Father, we want to thank you for your active involvement in this ministry and in each of our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, God is so good. It's hard to explain just how good he is. His goodness goes to the most minute thing and to the largest need. There isn't any need that he cannot cover, that he cannot respond to. Amen. The only thing he does not respond to is when we sit down on him and quit and have a pity party and don't do the word. He doesn't take well to that, and I can't blame him. We've been given so much word, so much encouragement, so much more than other groups have, that for us to neglect the salvation that he has offered to us, it's a crime. Amen? Amen. We can overcome if we will. If we will do the things that we are taught and not sit there and lick what we think is a wound, amen, and cry about it day and night and feel sorry for ourselves. If we get up off of our feelings and choose to walk in faith, we will see the power of God released in our lives. Amen. Amen. I know many, many of you can testify to this, that you put your prayer requests in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room with the scriptures, and God moves, even in the middle of the night. So we want to encourage you to keep doing just that. Keep going to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and put the scriptures in with your prayer requests. The saints will come into agreement, and you will see the power of God move. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Amen. We're so glad that all of you could join us. We pray for you continually, and we release the love of God to you, the protection of the Lord, and the covering name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You know, it's time to start inviting to join us. There are other people who need this. Many of them, you're praying for them. They need to partake of the meals that you eat because they're starving. They truly need the word. Amen? And I know you casually mentioned it to them. You weren't trying to shove it down their throats, but they're in desperate need. Amen? They're in desperate need, and they need the word of God. Praise the Lord. And so do all of us. Some of your classmates, your roommates, your friends, your former friends, people that you know are not walking with the Lord. They need the word. People that were once walking with the Lord and they got off track, they need the word of the Lord. Amen. People that were, you know, in and out and in and out and in and out, they need the word. Amen. They need the word. They need this ministry. How would you feel if you had a friend who knew where the answer was? And all these years, they just tell you nice little things about God, but they don't tell you where they found the answer. Then when you get before the throne of God, you found out that they knew the whole time and wouldn't tell you. How would you feel? Well, maybe we ought to think about that. Maybe we ought to think about that. Someone has known you all this time. You've never told them about the ministry. You've never tried to, you know, help them get hooked up to the ministry. And they find out when they get to heaven that you knew all about it. You knew where to find the answers. And they could have found relief, peace, and healing. But you wouldn't tell them. That's not right. Now, is that the love of God? I wouldn't want to be in that position. I really wouldn't. Amen? So we invite everyone to come up to our webpage, and our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, click MIC Radio Chat. It's a link that's across the banner. If you're on a cell phone, be it Android or iPhone, you can pull up MiracleInternetChurch.com. And when the page comes up, you'll see three white lines across a black background. Click that link, and the other links open up to you. Amen? Amen. Amen. So I encourage you to share the link. When I went to, when we got together after my aunt's funeral, I went around borrowing everybody's cell phone and downloading our app. So the day will come when they need something from God, and it will be sitting right there, right on their phone. I didn't ask them all these questions about, do you need prayer? No. I just put it right on the phone because I knew at some point the day would come that they're going to need the Lord. Something's going to happen, and it's right there. And they'll see it, they'll click it, and God will move. Amen? You know, you've been talking to that teenager about Miracle Internet Church for the longest. Well, you know they're not far from their cell phone. Amen. Amen. Not to mention the fact you're paying the bill. So, how about it? Amen. How about all their friends when they come by the house? What about their phone? Hello? Think about it. There comes a day in everybody's life when they realize they need God. And if it's sitting right there on their cell phone, God will move. Amen? I know some of you hadn't thought about that, but it's a good time to think about it. Amen? Praise the Lord. It is so. Amen. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We love you. Sign in to our chat room and say hello to everybody. We have a very loving group of people. And when you come up, they will say hi to you. Amen? Yes, they will. And we have a fast coming up. That's right. We have a fast coming up. Yay! We have a fast coming up. And our fast starts on June 6th. June 6th at midnight. June the 6th at midnight. And it goes all the way through, I think. Thank you very much. June 13th at midnight. And Brother Bill just posted what we are allowed to partake of for each day. Amen. So there's no confusion about what it is. It's a very short list. You can remember it. You can count each thing on your fingers. Amen? Amen. And we're going to talk a little bit more about it later on. But you have the basics so far. And I'm very much looking forward to it. I know that the Lord is going to bless us. And there is a theme to this fast. And when the Lord releases me, I will tell you what it is. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is so good. He is so good. He is always moving in our lives. I mean, he is growing us up. Amen. Always growing us up. So, what else is it I wanted to say? Oh, all right. Holy Spirit said, wait later. I'll do that later. He'll remind me when it's time. I pray. So, we want everyone to participate in the fast. Amen. Everyone should participate. Yes, your husband ought to participate. Don't just ignore them. Offer the opportunity. Would you like to? This is what our fast is. Would you care to join it? These are some of the things that happen when we fast and pray together. Amen. Amen. Include. That's right. Include. Include that person you sleep with every night. Give them the opportunity. They might shock you one day and say yes. You never know. If you don't ask, you'll never know. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's the truth. Ask that teenager. Ask your relative that's right there with you. Would you care to join us? We're going to have a wonderful time seeking the Lord. The Lord is going to move. He's going to do marvelous things. You know, we had a beautiful, beautiful, we had more than one actually, beautiful praise reports on the last broadcast. You should recast so that you can hear what God did. Amen? If you missed it, you missed the move of God. So we ask you to recast so that you'll know and you can join in with our joy because God is doing great things here. Amen. I have been associated with churches where God was doing something, but nobody was talking about it. And so not many people knew. So not many people got their faith up for what they needed. But here we talk about it. We talk about it a lot. And we enjoy praising the Lord. So I encourage you to talk about it. You have family members that are sitting there refusing to get born again. That's what God does up here. Talk about the miracles you've seen. Come home all excited. And I can't wait to tell you about it. I don't care if they don't want to hear it. Tell it anyway. God is so good. Jesus Christ did this, and the Holy Spirit did this. Talk about it. Talk about it. Let them scowl. Talk about it anyway. On purpose. Make sure you talk about it. If you have to stand there and talk to the walls, well, I don't want to hear it. Well, turn to the wall and say, hey, walls, listen to this. And tell the walls what God has done. I've done that before. I said, Pastor, you sure are strange. I'm God's child. I'm not like everybody else, okay? I belong to Jesus, and so do you. Amen? Well, I don't want to hear about that stuff they do at your church. Walls, listen to me. Ceilings and floor, hear this. Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. That's how you do that. Amen. Even the rocks cry out. All of creation has something to say. Why are you so quiet? Amen. Are you more concerned about what they think or more concerned about what God thinks? Amen. Are you more concerned about what they think or more concerned about what God thinks? Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. So now, there you have it. You can have a new attitude. They don't want to hear what you have to say? Go over to the fireplace. Hey, fireplace, let me tell you about the power of God. Amen. Nobody says you have to shut up because other people have a bad attitude. open your mouth and praise him anyway. Open the closet door. Say, close. Do you hear this? Today Jesus did this for me. Talk to your shoes. It doesn't matter. Amen. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That's right. Go outside in the yard and talk to the trees. Talk to the flowers. Talk to the grass. Did you know that the Lord did this for me? Amen? Amen. Stop being ashamed. Open your mouth and praise the Lord. Release the name of Jesus Christ out of your mouth. You have a right to say his name. He's given it to you. Other people try to use it as a curse word, but it's not a curse. It's a blessing. Amen? Amen. Amen. Release his name. Praise his name. So what? They've been thinking you were crazy all this time. Why change their opinion? Amen? Now they know what you're crazy about. There you have it. That's right. Go right around praising the Lord. In the car, they don't want to hear it. Open the glove compartment. Hey, glove compartment, you want to hear this? Jesus did this and this and this. And in the Bible, it says this and this. Amen? Amen. That's how you handle that. Amen. Be a child of God. Praise the Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for a new praise in our mouths, praising and blessing the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We love you, Lord. We love you with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, with all of our spirit, and with all of our minds. We love you, Lord. We love you, and we bless your holy name. Yes, Lord, we do. We bless your holy name. And we thank you, Father. We lift up to you, Father, everyone that listened to this broadcast, especially those that are listening live, Father. We release the name of Jesus Christ over each one, Father. And we thank you for your blessings, Father. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for his humble sacrifice on our behalf and on behalf of the whole world. We lift up to you, Father, all of those who are having problems with their vision. Break it in Jesus' name. Ruka shea rigise mama kusha de brica de diapa. Yarugusha de brica de dia and de rugusoto. Riza de rugusa de abreca de diakia kahasha. Yenna maroca de brisa de abreca de diosoto abra. Yarugusum do rugoso de abrica de diaste herrete. Ishen de diosoto rugosa de dia saharikise. Yarregileleosoto abreca de diosto raki. Amen. Hallelujah. Rakadabri. Yarrukusha tarabrika de video sondera braca de video sota. Pulleredia satara brica de video shata. Yirgisa de abrica de video sota. Amen. Father, we ask that you wipe your hand across the eyes of your children and restore our sight as it once was, Father. Make it better than it ever was before. We thank you and we receive your healing over our eyes. In Jesus' name, everybody put your hands on your eyes. If you're not driving, put your hands on your eyes. Lord, we receive your healing because by the stripes of Jesus, we have been healed. We declare it to be so. We come in agreement with your word. We thank you that you exalt your word above your name. We receive this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said amen, amen, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are blessed. We are blessed wherever we are, because wherever we are, you are there. You are with us. You're in us, and you're with us. We thank you, Lord, for the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you that our loins are girt about with the spirit of truth. We thank you for the spirit of truth. Thank you for the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you for our feet being fitted with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We thank you for the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We praise and thank you for the armor, Father. We're completely covered in Jesus' name. We know, Lord, that because you love us, you've supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory, and therefore we can do all things through Jesus Christ, who gives us strength. So we cast all of our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. We thank you, Lord. We know that you are close to all that call on you and all that call upon you in truth. We call upon you in truth, Lord. We call upon you in truth. And Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings. We bind them to him in the name of Jesus Christ. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ to agreement with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We want nothing to do with his power in the name of Jesus Christ. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar spirits, electronic and technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini, water, marine, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone, whoredom, all the voices of the strangers, targeted radio frequency attacks, hypnotic and trance devils, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and all microwave frequency weapons. We bind all these and their attacks in Jesus' name. We return their attacks to the senders in Jesus' name. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent and overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu, African, Indian, European, Caribbean, Latin American magic, black magic, and all white magic, and the work of every druid in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return the attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide and all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which take animal form. We bind the prince of the power of the air and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his satanic ritual abuse devils and all satanic worship, even through music. All satanic worship through music, we bind in Jesus' name. We bind his agents and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits and spirits of infirmity and supplanting. We bind the gods of the peoples of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts logic and human reasoning against the kingdom of God and makes man wise in his own eyes, in Jesus' name. We bind demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, all false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind it all in the name of Jesus. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings. We strip him of all his armor, and we chain his underlings to him in Jesus' name. We pull them down from their high places, and we bind every spirit marine star in Jesus' name. Star one through all to the end. We bind you all and chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, soulish, and fecal sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind Basilek, Molech, Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Python, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, cotton, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassment, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy. Over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement. And his blood atonement. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Amen. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand will save us. Father, in Jesus' name, with the sword of the Spirit, we cut ourselves free from all ungodly soul ties, attachments, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm. We break all pledges, pacts, and vows that tie us to demonic warfare in Jesus' name. We tear down all the walls of protection around Satanists, wizards, warlocks, shamans, and sorcerers in Jesus' name. And we break the power of every love spell, vex, hex, curse, fetish, death, bewitchment, potions, death spirits, destruction, sickness, pain, and torment, incantations, hoodoo, crystals, root works, sorcery, magic, charms, tribal rituals, and sins. And we bind them in the name of Jesus. We forbid them to touch us. We forbid them to touch our families, to attack us in any way in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord, and we thank you for your healing virtues in our lives. We thank you for setting the captive free. We thank you, Lord, that you attend to our prayers. We thank you, Lord, for your love, your protection, your grace, and your mercy. And we lift up holy hands to you without wrath and without doubting in Jesus' name. We bind all spirits of envy and jealousy and spirits of wizardry and sorcery in Jesus' name. And we return them to the sender. Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, saints, our featured psalm is Psalm 9. Psalm 9 is our featured psalm. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. Our featured ebook available on our webpage, Protection Bible Study, Spiritual Protection Bible Study. The link is now, well, again, Brother Bill was kind enough to post it for us. It's in the chat room. And if you miss that one, if you scroll up further, you can see where I posted it as well. If you've not read that book, now is a good time. You know, there's a lot of information in our book, a lot of information all over our website, but it's not going to do you any good if you don't avail yourself to it. Amen? There are sermons all over this website. You could probably listen from now until 15 years from now, listening to all the sermons on this website. But if you don't listen to them, how are they going to help you? Amen? There's a lot that you can get out of the information that's on the website. Amen? We've got the archive sermons. We've got sermons all over the place. We've got books and e-books. We've even got the Bible on here. Amen? So, if you don't avail yourself to it, you can't complain to God that this didn't happen the way you thought and the other didn't happen, because chances are the answer's right up here on the website. You must take the opportunity to avail yourself to it. Amen? If you ask the Holy Spirit to help you, he will. He would love to help you. But it's up to you. You have to choose to do that. Amen? Amen. We are here to help you, but you have to choose to be helped. Amen? Praise the Lord. So tonight, we're going to talk about a very important subject. If we ask, he hears us. That's what the Lord said. If we ask, he hears us. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together, and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Really? That's right. Well, I didn't quite get that, Pastor. Could you give that to me? Well, saints, what we need to understand is that Jesus Christ is the head of his body, which is the church. He's the head. He's not confused. He's not schizophrenic. So we should be a sound body. That is, if we listen to him and do as he commands. Amen? We need to understand that under his authority, under his direction, under his leadership, the whole body of Christ actually fits together in perfection. When we're not busy trying to be somebody, might want to drink some water here. When we're not trying to get out of our lane and be somebody that God did not call us to be, when we do the part we're supposed to do, when we're in place, the whole body fits together perfectly. And each part has a way of helping all the other parts, the way God put us together. So God wants a body that's growing, that's healthy, that's flowing, and full of his love. Amen? So if you want to be a beneficial and effective member of the body of Christ, be where God puts you. Not where you want to be, where God wants you to be, where he's moving in your life, where you're growing, and where you're learning. Amen? Be where God puts you. Do what God wants you to do. It's the best thing for you, and it's the best thing for the body of Christ. Amen? So, seeing as that's the case, he says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2, bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, in this ministry, we pray for one another. We intercede one for another. Amen? We do a lot of that, and God blesses us. And if you have not become a part of that, why, across the banner, there's a link that says Join Miracle Internet Church. There's another link that says Become a Global Prayer Warrior. Well, that's how we do that. We obey the scriptures in this ministry. We don't just read them. We do them. And maybe that sets us apart from some others. But you know, I prefer it that way, and I believe many of you do too. Saints, everyone needs help at some time. Everybody does. That's right. Everybody breathing needs help at some time. And all of us need the help of the Lord. All of us. If you're not willing to admit your need, then you feel free to repent of that, because that would be sin, because you would be telling a lie. all of us need help. And in Psalm 119, verse 173, Psalm 119, verse 173, it is written, let thine hand help me. Thine hand help me. You know, there are times during our daily walk that we need to stop for just a moment and we need to ask the Lord to help us. Ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Ask the Father to help us. But most of the time, we're so preoccupied with what we're doing and what's going on and trying to figure it out for ourselves that we don't do that. But we're doing ourselves an injury and a misservice by that. We need to take just a moment, even if you're in the grocery store at the meat counter, take just a moment and ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Things will go better for you and for others. In Mark chapter 9, verse 24, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 24. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Well, now, I don't know anyone that doesn't need that prayer. Lord, I believe you, but I need you to help me where I'm weak in believing. Help thou mine unbelief. So if you don't know what to pray, here's a perfectly good prayer for you right here in Mark 9:24. You should highlight it in your Bible. You know, I believe that Bibles are a lot like workbooks. They are. They help you to work out your salvation before the Lord with fear and trembling. And if your Bible is so precious that you can't write in it, you can't highlight anything, you can't make notations in the margin, get you another Bible that you can do that with. King James Version. Because Bibles should be workbooks. They should be books that you go through and you can see places where God spoke to you on such and such a day, at such and such a time, and gave you that scripture. Those are the most wonderful Bibles to receive once your loved one has gone to be with the Lord. They leave you their Bible. And you can see all the places where they grew and learned and God tried them and tested them and they overcame. It will help your faith tremendously. Don't leave your family an empty Bible. Mark yours up. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Especially to other true Christians. If we have an opportunity, then let's do good to whomever we can be a blessing to. But in particular and especially true Christians. That's right. It's a command of Scripture. The Lord expects us to do this, to do it cheerfully. There is no shame, nor is there condemnation in needing help or assistance. There is no shame, nor is there any condemnation in needing help or assistance, whether it be help from the Lord directly or indirectly through human assistance. That's right. In Genesis 2, verse 18. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him, or suitable or fitting for him. God knows that we need help down here. If we were in heaven, we wouldn't need it. But we're still on earth. We need help. That's right. Even Jesus needed help in the Garden of Gethsemane. He asked them to pray with him. He asked them to watch with him. He needed help. We need help. And we should not be ashamed of it when we do need help. Those who are in need of help should not be fearful or shamed or too proud to ask. That's right. We shouldn't be fearful, ashamed, or too proud to ask. In Luke chapter 16, Luke chapter 16, beginning with verse 2, and he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Somebody's getting fired here. Somebody's losing their job. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg, I am ashamed. Well, you see, there are plenty of Christians who are ashamed. They have a need, but they're too ashamed to express it. I can think of an instance where I was at a meeting with some Christian ladies. And at that meeting, we always serve a meal for the ladies. And we had extra food, so we started putting it together, and we gave some to one particular lady, and she said thank you and went home. The next week, she called back, and I suppose the Lord convicted her. She called back, and she said, I just want to thank you for that chicken and that extra food that you gave me. I didn't have any food in my refrigerator. Now, you see, here was this Christian woman at a Christian meeting with other Christian ladies. And the entire time, she never told us that she didn't have any food and that she needed some. And if it had not been for the fact that we're so generous, she would have gone home with just in her stomach what we ate at the luncheon. How sad. I can think of another occasion when there was another Christian lady. Her husband didn't have sufficient employment. They were behind in their bills. She couldn't work at the time. And due to a physical condition, and they didn't have any food to eat. This lady was in a ministry that gives graciously, but she wouldn't even send a prayer request asking for assistance. She didn't even give a prayer request and say, you all pray for me. We're going through hard times. We need some food. She wouldn't do that. So what does she do? Sit there and be hungry. Now, saints, that's not right. God had a ready supply for both these ladies. But you know, if you're going to hold on to your pride, you're going to block your own blessing. Amen? You're going to block your own blessing. In Psalm 40, verse 17, Psalm 40, verse 17. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. In other words, Lord, I'm in a bad place here. I'm not only poor, but I'm poor and needy, and I know you're thinking about me. You're my help. You're my deliverer. Hurry up, God, because I need you. Now, saints, I'm going to say something. There are needs in people's lives in this ministry, but you are too ashamed to put your prayer request truthfully in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Some of you sit back and say, well, my need is such, what can they do about it? Well, when we take it before the Lord, he will do something about it. But if you sit there and hold your little tight prayer request to yourself and I'll just pray about it, me and the Lord, you're going to be sitting there for a while. Because as I just read to you, God wants the body to help the body out. God wants Christians to help Christians. And he wants us to drop the shield of pride. Yes, he does. God himself will help us and will send others to our aid as well. God will help us and he'll send other people to help us. In Genesis 49:25. Genesis chapter 49, verse 25. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. You see, this verse is a blessing released upon Joseph as his father was preparing to depart this life. Note that in the blessing, it is clearly stated that God would help him. There is no one on this planet that doesn't need help. Everyone needs help. So Christians should stop being little hypocrites and little actors and pretending that they don't need any help. Amen? In fact, just the other day, I was sitting in the car trying to figure something out. Basically, I was trying to figure out how I could be two places at one time. And I said to myself, this is ridiculous. You know you can't do that. So I contacted another saint and asked if that saint could help me out. And I was blessed to find out that that saint was more than willing to help me. And I truly appreciate that person's help and assistance. But you see, I could have kept sitting there trying to figure out how I was going to do two things at one time. Saints, we have to learn to ask that we might receive. Amen. We must learn to do this. In Exodus chapter 2, beginning with verse 16, Exodus chapter 2, beginning with verse 16. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when their dad asked about it, how is it that you finish work so soon today? They said an Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds and also drew water enough for us and watered the flock. My, what a blessing. Your job is to water the flock. You all come down there every day. But here comes some old mean shepherds, and then you're going to drive everybody away and take up all the water. But you see this stranger, this Egyptian, never seen him before, but he stood up and he helped them out. What a blessing. What a blessing. You see, God wants to help us, but we need to be willing to be helped. Amen? Amen. Here, Moses helps the family that he would later marry into. He ended up marrying one of the daughters. Amen? So, we need to have a different perspective, a different point of view of needing help. You see, God allows these seasons in our lives for our own growth and development. But we do ourselves a disservice if we don't do all the growing that we need to do during that season. We end up having to repeat part of those trials again because we didn't learn it the first time. That's why. In Deuteronomy chapter 22, Deuteronomy chapter 22, beginning with verse 1, it is written, "Thou shalt not see thy brother's ox or his sheep go astray, and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt in any case bring them again unto thy brother." So the Lord commanded him, you see his ox and you see his sheep going somewhere and he doesn't know it yet. Don't go run in your house and pretend you don't see it and act like you, what, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. That's not right. No, go get them and take them back to your brother. Be helpful. Give assistance. And if thy brother be not close unto thee, or if thou know him not, then thou shalt bring it unto thine own house, and it shall be with thee until thy brother seek after it, and thou shalt restore it to him again. You hold on to it till you all can connect. In like manner shalt thou do with his ass, and so shalt thou do with his raiment. And with all lost thing of thy brothers, which he hath lost, and thou hast found, thou shalt do likewise, thou mayest not hide thyself. Thou shalt not see thy brother's ass or his ox fall down by the way and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt surely help him to live plain enough. We're supposed to be helpful. Amen? We're supposed to be helpful. It is the will of God for us to be helpful. Amen. Noah keeps saying, thy brother, thy brother, thy brother. That's right. Those that do the will of my father, your brother, sister, mother, and so on. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29. Deuteronomy chapter 33. Verse 29, happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, saved by the Lord. O people, saved by the Lord. The shield of thy help. The Lord is the shield of our help. Did you know that? That's one of his titles. He's the shield of our help, and who is the sword of thy excellency. And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. That is a promise of God. The Lord is the shield of our help. If you're highlighting, that's a wonderful place to highlight, right there. Amen. Saints, the Lord desires that we would ask for help that we need. We may not know whom besides the Lord that we should seek out, but don't just sit there wringing your hands without asking for assistance. Don't just sit there moping, hoping somebody will finally come along to help you. No. Get moving with this thing. Ask the Lord. Get in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Ask for help. Ask for agreement in prayer. And the Lord would have us to consider this, not just to hear this message, but to meditate on what he's saying to us. Amen? In Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Well, God can't lie. He's very specific here. He says, if you ask, it's going to be given to you. It's up to you to do the receiving. If you seek, you're going to find. If you're not, it's going to be open to you. Everyone that asks, receives. Everyone that seeks, finds. To the one that knocks, it'll be opened. Now, you have to choose to believe it, and you have to choose to do your part. There's a part that we do, and there's a part that God does. We must do our part. Amen? We must mature and do our part. You know, one of the worst things I've seen is for somebody to come to church, to be in the prayer line. Now, they've got 10 needs, and they stand there with their mouth all turned a certain way. And you come to them and you say, what do you need prayer for? And they tell you one thing. And you know full well that they need a lot more than that. But because they only ask for one thing, you don't feel this flow of the anointing to go on to the rest of their thing. They didn't ask God for it, and so now you feel something different. You're ready. You know you're full. And you're ready to just let the Lord just flow through you to them. But they stand there with, I only need this. It is a frustrating feeling. And it's not one that I enjoy. And I know other ministers who don't like it either. It's sort of like when you go to pray for someone and you feel the power of God moving through you. And they sit there with their snooty little attitude and don't receive. And it's like it comes back to you. That's not nice. You don't treat God that way. That's not right, saints. Don't ever do that. If you've got 10 things to pray about, when you get in the prayer line or the pastor asks you what you want prayer for, know what your 10 are. And don't sit there and, well, I'll just take care of this on my own. Well, if that's the case, why do you need God? Get your attitude in order. Don't be foolish. That's foolish behavior. That's not wisdom. That's foolishness. It's a crime in God's kingdom. Amen? This is a command of God to be submitted to and obeyed. Our Father intends that this should be. It is His will for us to be helpful one to another. We just read that scripture about the ox and other things. We just read it. And He means that. It wasn't something He thought was cute about it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12, for as the body is one, that's the body of Christ, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. They're members of the body of Christ all over the world, but we are still one body in Christ Jesus. Verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many. Just like there are many cells in our natural bodies, but our body is one body, so are there many members in the body of Christ, but we are one body in Christ Jesus. Amen. Verse 20, but now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. Or our comely parts or more acceptable parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacks. How do we put that these days? He leveled the playing field. Let's put it that way. That there should be no schism in the body, no breaches, no schisms, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Amen? That's right. We're all part of each other. And we ought to be all the more willing to come to one another's aid. Amen? It is so. God has designed us all to need the help of others, especially those that are of the family of God. Babies need help, elders need help, and so do all those who are in between. Our Father longs to help us, but we must recognize our need and humble ourselves to ask. Amen? In the book of James, chapter 4, the Bible says that we have not because we ask not. There are things that we need that we do not have because we didn't ask. Now, you can't blame anyone else for that. You have to look in the mirror at yourself. But I didn't think anybody would help me. Well, you sure won't get any help if you don't ask. Amen? In the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 24. The Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 24. Hitherto, or before now, you've asked nothing in my name, Jesus is saying. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. That's right. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. But to do good, and to communicate or share or bear one another's burdens, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Galatians. We've covered this, but I'm going to mention it again in Galatians 6:10. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially them who are the household of faith. They're Christians. They're true Christians. They belong to Jesus Christ. The Bible says that when we've done it to the least of them, we've done it to him in Matthew 25, verse 40. Jesus is saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it to me. Contrarywise, if you're not so nice to the least of the brethren, you've done that to him too. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Matthew chapter 15, let's go there. Matthew chapter 15, it's a good place to go. Matthew 15, and let's see, we're going to verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Her daughter was demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. This woman was not a covenant person. She was outside of the covenant of the Hebrew people. And Jesus was saying he was sent to the covenant people. She didn't have access until she worshiped him and called him Lord and asked for his help. I want you to know that the woman got the help. If you continue to read in a few more verses, you will find out that she got the help that she needed. How did that happen? She asked for help. She was not put off by the disciples who didn't want to be bothered with her and were sick and tired of her calling on Jesus. Nothing stopped her. She was persistent and determined, and she got the help that she needed. Amen. She got, yes, Lord, thank you, the help that she needed. Our Father provide what we need. He will provide what we need. Amen. Yes, he will. He will provide what we need. I'm going to an extra scripture. That's why I'm turning pages here. Ah, here it is. He will provide what we need. Psalm 33, verse 20. Psalm 33, verse 20. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. He is our help and our shield. In Psalm 20, verse 1 through 2, Psalm 20, verse 1 through 2, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee and send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. In verse 5, the Lord fulfill all thy petitions. You see, if we don't ask for it, whose fault is that? Who needs to do something about it? We do. In Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He's the place we run to and the strength we depend on. And he's a very present help, not off somewhere else, in trouble. He comes to the rescue, you see. Psalm 94, verse 17. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. The Lord will help us. This we should know. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Well, saints, God can't lie. He says, don't be afraid because I'm with you. Don't be overly upset about something you don't know how to solve because I'm your God. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to help you. And I'm going to hold you up with my right hand. So now, surely, we can overcome. Surely we can overcome. Isaiah 65, verse 24. Isaiah 65, verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. What more could we ask for? What more could we ask for, saints? Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory, not according to your savings account. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen? Aren't we glad about that? Many needs in our lives require other persons to become involved. If we refuse to ask for their help, how will the problem meet its solution? Have you ever looked at it that way? If we don't ask, how are we going to meet the solution to the problem? Since our Father intends for others to be involved in our lives, aren't we blocking and hindering our own blessings if we fail to ask? I would think so. When calamity hit Job's life, his friends meant well when they came to support him. Sometimes it takes humility on our part to ask others that perhaps we may have issues with to help us out. Some people won't approach the person that they know they need to ask because they have issues with that person. But that's the time you should have spent some time in your prayer getting your attitude right. Amen. It's the truth. That is the truth. There may be some disagreement of sorts, or you know what you'll have to listen to before you get what you need. But why sit there doing without? Why sit there doing without what you need just because you're going to have to hear something before you get it? There are some young people who don't want to ask their parents for things because while they're busy trying to assert themselves and establish their own independence, and they haul off and try to do it on their own, and they get themselves in more trouble than they know how to get out of. They don't consult their parents for advice or counsel. They just figure they know it and they can do it. And they end up in a big mess. And who has to come get them out of it? Their parents. Amen. You know, young people, God didn't give you parents because he didn't have anything else to do. Regardless of what you think, they are your parents. And if you'll pray and bind the devil off of them and off of you and humbly ask for what you need, you may see the Lord use them to bless you. But if you sit there with a prejudiced opinion, you might sit there just holding on to your need with no solution. You never can tell the moment God will touch somebody's heart to help you. You just can't tell. Amen? We are asked we should give freely. In Matthew chapter 10, the Bible says, freely you have received, freely give. Freely you receive, freely give. Amen. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. He that spared not his own son, speaking of the Father, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Our Heavenly Father didn't withhold anything. He gave it all. Amen? So if your parent or your sibling ask for help in the kitchen, why would you not supply it? Think about it. Why not? Amen? You see, we have a very practical God who lives among us, and he has some very practical answers and solutions to our dilemmas. Amen? It's so. We are to be followers of God as dear children and walk in love. That's right. We are to walk in love. In Exodus chapter 17, Exodus chapter 17, beginning with verse 8, it is written, then came Amalek and fought with Israel. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. But when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand, the one on the one side, the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Here we see a battle. Amalek was not a group of people that was good to God's people. So God sent them out to fight with them. And so this was the strategy. Joshua had to go down and fight. Moses, Aaron, and Hur stood at the top of the hill holding up the rod of God. Well, Moses got tired after a while, like most leaders do. You get tired after a while. And so when he got tired and let his hand down, the enemy began to prevail. So his help, Aaron and Hur, helped him out. They put a stone under him so he had something to sit on. And they helped hold up his hands, one on one side, one on the other. And so he didn't drop his hands anymore. They stayed up all the way till the sun went down. That was a long time. And so Joshua was able to overcome Amalek with the sword. They won the battle because of Aaron and Hur helping Moses. You know, this is the passage of scripture that the Lord taught to me when he was getting ready to send me into Dr. Pat's ministry. This is what he told me. This is what he explained to me. So when I came to the ministry, I knew once I had sat there for about two services that this was the place where I was supposed to help. And I began immediately to do just that, to help. I didn't just sit there soaking up the anointing. No, I got up and started to help. I couldn't do much at first, but that I could do, I did do, and I was faithful to do it. And look at how it turned out. I had no idea back then that it would end up where I am now. So you never know what God's going to use in your life. Amen? Amen. So, from this passage, saints, we can clearly see that if Aaron and Hur did not do their job, if they didn't hold up Moses' hand, that the battle would have been lost. That would have been terrible, because that was not the will of God for them to lose. So it is with the leadership of this ministry and your brethren in Christ. In Acts chapter 16, beginning with verse 9, Acts chapter 16, beginning with verse 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. You see, prior to this, Paul and his partner in ministry, they were thinking, well, maybe we ought to go to this place, but the Lord closed the door. Well, maybe we ought to go to this place, but the Lord didn't open the door. Then in the night, Paul had this dream, and a Macedonian man was saying, come over, help us over here. And what did they do? They went to Macedonia and did the will of God. It's important that we listen to the Lord. Very, very important. You see, some of us come to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and add our agreement daily. And I want to thank each one of you that has humbled yourself to take a few minutes out to do just that. And others of you do not. Some of you don't ever sign in to the Global, as easy as it has become to sign in. You don't ever sign in and come in agreement and type a sentence in agreement with the prayer requests and the solutions and answers in Jesus' name. As simple as that is, you don't do it. You must realize that a judgment is released from the Lord when you do not go forth into battle in his kingdom. See, this isn't a ministry where you can sit on the sideline and watch everybody else do spiritual warfare. You've got to get in the battle with everyone. You've got to be accounted for. All of us need prayer, support, and intercession. If you are not entering your prayer request with scripture into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, you are blocking your own miracles. You cannot blame us nor God. You must look at your own actions. Some are forgetful, some ashamed, others too proud. But whatever your hindrance may be, get rid of it. God wants to do miracles in your life. Get out of his way. Amen? There are saints who need all of us to enlist our support to see God move. So why are you holding back? In Esther chapter 4, verse 14, Mordecai had to get Esther's attention about the seriousness of the situation that was going on at the time. And so he said to her some very important words that we should pay attention to tonight. In verse 12, it reads, and they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. Don't think that because you don't sign in to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room that the demons are not going to attack you. How ignorant that is. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. If you won't do your part, God will find somebody who will. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. We need more prayer support. Some of you will not sign in because you think someone will know who you are. Well, if you're going to be ashamed to be mentioned with God's people here on earth, what do you think's going to happen later on in heaven? How do you think the Father is going to view that? Think about it. Really? Take your concerns to Jesus. Some of you are afraid that a demon may attack you. Really? So where on this earth do you think that you can hide from demons? Have you thought about it? Mature. That's right. This is a time for maturity. When you stand before the Lord, you will give an account for your actions or lack thereof. I pray that your choice will please the Father and bring glory to his name. Amen. I pray for you that you'll make the right choice, because once you've left this earth, you can't change what you did or did not do. Psalm 28, beginning with verse 6. Psalm 28, beginning with verse 6. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications, my prayer request. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. You see, the Lord comes to our rescue. He helps us. He even sends other people to help us. But we must yield ourselves to him and obey him. Amen? Amen. I pray that you got the message. Amen? I pray that you make the right choice. I pray that you become a member of Miracle Internet Church and become a global prayer warrior too. And I pray that you come into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room every day and sign in and put your agreement and put your prayer request, and that we all come together in the love of God, supporting one another, coming into agreement with one another's needs, standing on the scriptures that we put with our prayer requests, so that the power of God will move for all of us. Amen? God wants to do miracles. Let's get out of his way. Amen? And let the King of Glory in our lives. Praise the Lord. Brother Bill, how about you?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. I love how every day I ask the Holy Ghost to help me at work. Today, I was talking to another inspector, and we had to look up code references. And I'd ask the Holy Ghost, and he'd tell me where it was at. This other inspector was just amazed, and we found the stuff so quickly. Jesus will always be there. The Holy Ghost will always help you if you'll just listen, if you'll just ask. Ask what's wrong, saints. You just got to ask him, and he'll give you everything you need. Don't be ashamed. Oh, praise the Lord. I just praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for everything you've done. Maury put a prayer request in the global prayer room. And they had told her after she had filed her tax return, it would take 10 weeks. Well, she asked for it to be sooner, and she received it within 8 weeks. Thank you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord Jesus. You're worthy of all of our praise. Rahel has a praise report. I am usually very late in planning my holidays, but this year I have not had numerous things to do. Thank you, Jesus. It's all going well. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Aubrey has a praise report. He had burned his arm pretty bad, and he had put some ointment on it, and the saints had been praying for him, and the burning has all stopped. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We just praise you. And here's one I really like. Robert says in Luke 10:19 that we'll tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. Well, he found a dead scorpion at the end of his bed, and that scorpion didn't hurt him, and he tread right on it. He stepped on it. Isn't that something? Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. That stinker didn't get to bite him. He stomped on it. Thank you, Lord. It was already dead. Thank you for sending the angel to kill that scorpion. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. T-Pace has a praise report. Yesterday, I put a prayer request and needing prayer for a headache, and now I feel so much better. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Gina Williams has a praise report. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that I finally get it. I understand that generational curses that I inherited and carried around with me are not my fault. I have the tools now to fight and to be victorious. Help us all to stay on fire. Be grateful. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord. Now, saints, when you come to visit us at Miracle Internet Church, the curses get broken off of you. You get deliverance, and you get baptized, and you'll never be the same again. That's the key. You see what happened to NK when she came here. You see, it's just miracle time. The Lord loves it when you'll show up, when you'll humble yourself, come here and get the help you need. You just let me know in the prayer room when you want, in the chat room when you want to come down so we can schedule it. We like to spend individual time with each family as they come, and we give you praise, glory, and honor for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. MM has a praise report. About a week or so ago, I asked the Lord for healing in my left arm and shoulder from an injury from 12 years back. It was terrible pain and inflammation, but it's gone. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Praise you, Lord. Margaret has a praise report. I asked for prayer for my sensitive lower abdomen, and now it's gone. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. See, the Lord's healing us. Put your prayer request in the prayer room. If you don't want people to know who you are, change your name. Put your prayer request in the prayer room. Deborah L. has a praise report. Someone turned in my pet bag into the airport, lost and found with everything still inside it. Thank you, Lord. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, praise you, praise you. Worthy of all of our praise. MM has a praise report. Thank you, Lord, for today. I was extremely tired with not enough sleep. As I got to praying in the Spirit, giving thanks for all things, I am restored and my strength is gone and tiredness. My strength has come back and my tiredness is gone. I'm so thankful to you, Lord Jesus. Yes, when I don't get enough sleep at night, I start quoting that verse in Isaiah myself. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as on wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And then I ask the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name to give me strength, and I command all them weary spirits to leave. Oh, my goodness. I could go through a day. Praise you, Lord. You're always there. You always give me the supernatural strength. Thank you, Lord. The saints are learning that too. Praise you, Lord, for that. And MM has another praise report. A Catholic relative of mine listened to the broadcast for the first time. They were scared a year and a half ago, and then they listened with me and didn't agree with this type of prayer ministry. Now they had nothing but appreciation and commented on Dr. Sabrina, on the way she delivers the word, and it's the second relative to ask about who passed Bottom line, they can hear and feel God's direction and anointing. That's where your prayers come in, MM. That's because you've been praying for them and interceding for them. And thank you, Lord Jesus, you are drawing all of our relatives. We give you the praise and you the glory. And just like when Dr. Sabrina first got here, when I first got here and found this ministry and I started serving and I heard Dr. Pat tell me, you're my armor bearer. And I just stuck it out and I learned how to fight. And praise you, Lord, you have been growing. My relatives didn't even recognize me anymore. Thank you, Lord. And I just give you all the praise and all the glory for everything you've done for me. And we praise you, Lord Jesus, and thanks. We need your prayers. We always need your prayers. As the Lord is growing the ministry and he is taking back the land, we need your prayer support. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. And thank you, Lord Jesus. And now back to you, Pastor Spring. These are awesome praise reports. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, saints, the Lord wants to do some more miracles. He likes miracles. I like them. I actually love them. But he's got things he wants to do in our lives. But we have to ask. That's not going to change. So if you're one of these people you're scared to ask, you're going to have to get rid of your scared. Because that's what the word of the Lord is for us tonight. We need to ask. Even for things that we've asked for before and we haven't seen it come to pass, we need to do it again. We need to start. We don't need to, well, I asked for that a long time ago, and it just, no, we need to go afresh. We're not the same person we were back then. We've grown since then. Hopefully we have more faith. Hopefully we understand more about the word. Hopefully we've grown. So we're a new person. So we need to come with our praise and our thanksgiving to the Lord, and we need to submit our request to him yet again. Amen. Praise God. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. Amen, amen. And what did I do with that? Brother Bill, I need you to do something. I need you, because okay, that's not what I'm trying to do right now. Amen. Because I don't know where I put what I'm going to talk about right this minute. All right, Brother Bill, if you could do that to help me, sir, I'd appreciate it. Amen. Now, we're going to take some calls in a moment. Amen. We're going to take some calls in a moment. We're going to go to our guest call-in number, and that number is area code 319-527-6235, and I'm going to need everybody's help to help pray. Amen. I'm going to need everybody's help to pray. So you all, that's what we're asking for. Amen? Amen. Area code 307, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, and let me, I'll just give you this testimony. I just, about Jesus answering prayers, I just asked him to get me in because I need a prayer. So it goes along with the message. Okay, I'm going to read these scriptures, and this is what I would like in reference to prayer, and you know what I'm talking about. Psalms 5 and 10, destroy thou them, O God, let them fall by their own counsels, cast them out into the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. Job 12 and 17, he leadeth counselors away spoiled and maketh judges fools. Psalms 35:8. Let destruction come upon him unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall. And Psalms 105:20. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, saints, those of you who don't know what's going on, our sister's in a legal battle, and it's an extremely serious one. It's a legal battle and a spiritual battle, and it's been going on for almost 6 years now, and we're coming toward the conclusion of it, and the Lord is giving us direction through scriptures, what he wants us to pray so that he will move. Amen? So we're going to come together and we're going to pray in agreement. Those of you that have a prayer language, pray in your prayer language. Those of you who don't, just plead the blood of Jesus and say amen. If you can't think of that, then say hallelujah and then say amen. All right? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, you have given us scriptures to tell us what you are going to do. We come in agreement with you, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom. We disconnect ourselves from everything that is not of God, and we fall in line with the Holy Spirit. Father, do your will. Do your plan. Execute your judgment. Release them in the earth. We thank you, and we give you praise. We thank you for your intervention. We thank you for the intercession of the Godhead, and we come into agreement with the intercession of the Godhead in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit and every being that is contrary to the will of the Lord in this matter in Jesus' name. We bind you. We chain you with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. We send you into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We pull down all of your protections that are around you. Every protection is down. Just as the walls of Jericho fell flat, so does your protection in Jesus' name. Lord, release your judgment. Release your strong warring angels. We thank you for your defense and your protection in Jesus' name. We thank you for the overcoming victory. We've been praying continually, Lord, for almost 6 years concerning this matter. And you have released the mind of God to us. You have given us your very scriptures that you do not alter nor change. We thank you, Father, that you have exalted your word over your name. You cannot lie. What you have promised, you will do. So we look forward to the completion of this matter in Jesus' name. We release Psalm 91 over our sister and her family. We release the grace of God. We release the healing virtues of the Lord. And we release the peace of the Lord. We thank you for her growing trust in you, Father. And we come together and support through prayer and intercession, through spiritual warfare, this battle, Lord, that will bring a conclusion to this matter, that pleases you, Father, that answers her prayer and our support is with. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Father, we thank you for supplying the need. And we thank you that you do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the Holy Spirit. We thank you who dwells in us. And everybody said amen and amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Father, we bind every ritual, every sacrifice, especially every blood sacrifice that was done against the will of God for this situation in Jesus' name. We send those evil rituals and sacrifices back where they came from, along with the demons that support them in Jesus' name. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Area code 415, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, Dr. Sabrina.
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling up about prayer. I need wisdom and what to do. My son's girlfriend just had a baby, and she's living with her with us. And she has two other children, but she has her children doing rituals and crazy things and running all over the house at nighttime and stomping on the walls and stuff. I'm talking to them about the Lord. One is 13 and one is 6. And the 13-year-old is always wanting to be by himself because he knows what's going on. And the little 6-year-old is always doing things for his mom. And she calls him in the bedroom while my son is at work. And they do a lot of things. And it's just a lot of demonic things going on. They want to play tricks all the time and throw money on the floor. And sometimes I can feel those things. And so I'm just calling up for wisdom and what to do about a parent that is using their children to operate in witchcraft.
Okay. Did you ask the Lord's wisdom before you allowed them to move in?
Well, it was my son's house. So I'm just staying there. And I need
okay.
my own place also. My own place, please.
Okay, so you want to move out. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, then that's what you should ask for.
Okay.
You need
right.
to put a prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room for what you want. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I need my own residence of peace and safety. You put your scriptures
yes.
there. We'll come into agreement with you, and the Lord will move. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we want to thank you for our sister and for her family. We release the name of Jesus Christ into that home right now in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit that is not of God. And we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We take all of its extra perceptions away in Jesus' name. All of the witchcraft, all of the demonic spirits, all of the teaching, and training in witchcraft, we bind it in Jesus' name. We send those demons into confusion in the name of Jesus Christ. We send civil war into the demons' camp in Jesus' name. We conquer and divide them in the name of Jesus Christ. We strip them of their power in Jesus' name, and we transfer it back to the Lord Jesus. And all of those that are participating in witchcraft, regardless of their age, we put them into the hands of God the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. You have given no one, Father, on this planet authority to operate in witchcraft. So we bind their craft in the name of Jesus Christ, and we strip it from them in the name of Jesus. All the powers that they think they have, we strip from them in the name of Jesus Christ, and we forbid them to continue. You say if we declare it to be illegal here, it's illegal in heaven. We bind it on earth. You bind it in the spirit realm. So we bind every act of witchcraft they do, all their sacrifices, all their rituals, all their training, all their teaching in the name of Jesus Christ. Not what they have done and are presently doing, but what they intend to do. And we send it back, Father. It's not ours. We didn't ask for it. We didn't request it. You didn't ask for it. You don't want it, and it's not ours. But we are in the kingdom of God. So we take authority and power over those spirits that have attacked our sister. We bind them and we command them to come up and out of her now in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Every one of those spirits. All of come out of her. Every spirit of witchcraft in that house, come out of her. Every spirit that's attacking her, come out of her now in Jesus' name. Every spirit that's transferred to her when those children touch her, come out of her in Jesus' name. All of that witchcraft, come out of her. come out of her legs, come out of her feet, come out of every part of her body, come out of her mind, come out of her thought life. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Make yourself microscopic and come out of her. In Jesus' name, Father, we ask that you give her a safe place to live of her own, a place of peace and safety. In Jesus' name, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are saved. Come out of her, all those spirits, all those voodoo pins. Oh, shit, hallelujah. All those voodoo pins, come out of her. Come out of her. Cough that out. Cough it out. Cough it out. Cough it out. All those voodoo pins, all those spells. We break the power of every spell in the name of Jesus Christ. Every potion, everything done in the dreams, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. All the witchcraft in the mind, all the witchcraft that's attacked the body, come out of the body in Jesus' name. All the wicked, all the evil, bound in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power. We bind the corners in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority over the corners in the name of Jesus. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you come with the holy fire of God and burn the rest of these spirits out in Jesus' name. And fill her to overflowing with your good spirit in Jesus' name and take this deliverance to completion. Now, sister, usually in most cities, wherever you may be, they have housing, federal housing, and you have to get on a list to be considered.
Yes, okay.
If that's what you need to do, then you need to move in that direction. Amen?
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. We pray for the Lord to open a door for you, that you might live in a place of peace and a place of safety in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And call us back and get in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and put your prayer request up there. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
You're going to keep getting some more deliverance, okay? Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Come on out. Make yourself microscopic and come out of her. Amen. Is your son a Christian?
No, but he knows the Lord.
Uh-huh.
I brought him up to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Then you need to put a prayer request in for your son and his family to be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Father, we lift that family up to you. We ask for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit on the son, on the girlfriend, and on the children. Amen. We bind the children being used as agents for the devil in Jesus' name. Amen. We give you praise, Father, mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Area code 3368, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Area code 336, you're on the air in Jesus' name. All right, maybe you stepped away. We'll go to the next call. Amen. Saints, the people that we pray for on the air, keep praying for them during the week. They need prayer. They need prayer. Yes, they do. They need prayer. Area code 302, you're on the air in Jesus' name.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I was just calling for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been having my feet all of a sudden started swelling, my ankles swelling, and I know when I was in the hospital with COVID, the doctor changed my medication, but they're going to check to see if I have congestive heart failure, so I'm hoping that it's just the medication.
Okay. Does anyone in your family have congestive heart failure?
No, no. High blood pressure, but no heart failure. No.
All right. Okay. I need you to repeat a prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I forgive.
I forgive.
Everyone who has ever sinned against me.
Everyone who have ever sinned against me.
Or against my family.
Or against my family.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
For all of my sins and weaknesses.
For all of my sins and weaknesses.
And I forgive all of my ancestors.
And I forgive all of my ancestors.
For all their sins.
For all their sins.
Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we cut the sister free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, and snare of the devil. In Jesus' name, we take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit of infirmity in her body. In Jesus' name, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, especially
you,
generational
come
infirmity. And we command them to come up and out. Deep breath and cough. Come out now. Every spirit of infirmity, come out of the body right now. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath first and then cough. Come out of her. Every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of disease, illness, ailment, infirm spirits, disease, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, cough, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, deep cough. Come out of her. All of those generational weaknesses, you're bound in just Jesus' name. Coming down the family lines. Come out of her. Every spirit in her family line that is not of Jesus Christ, we disconnect her from it. We circumcise her from it. Come out of her. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Come out of her. Go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus. All sex devils, come up and out. Every water spirit, you're bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit from the water and marine kingdom that's not of God touching her life, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy fire of God to completely consume you. Come out of her right now. Go into the cage. Deep breath and cough. Don't stop coughing, dear. Deep breath and cough. Keep, come on. You got to cough. Come out of her. Everything in her lungs, everything in her pulmonary system, everything in her bloodstream that is not of Jesus Christ, we bind you. Every spirit of witchcraft coming down the family lines, come out of her. Every spirit of witchcraft, you're bound in Jesus' name. Keep coughing. Every spirit of witchcraft coming down the family lines. Native American ancestry witchcraft, come out of her in Jesus' name. African witchcraft and voodoo, bound in Jesus' name, come up and out. Asian witchcraft, bound in Jesus' name, come up and out. Every spirit of inflammation, you're bound in Jesus' name, come out of her. Come out of her. circulatory problems, you're bound in Jesus' name. Ruth said that I'm going to come out of her in the name of Jesus. Everything hindering her circulatory system, come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever they deposited in her body from COVID, we bind you too. Come out of her. COVID, come out in Jesus' name. You're bound. Go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. All emphysema, all asthma, all allergy, you're bound. Come out in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for releasing the warring angels to war over her.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Excess mucus, come out in Jesus' name. Cough that, come out. Spirits from the books, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out in Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. All perversions, you're bound in Jesus' name. Is there anyone in your family line that is a homosexual or a lesbian or transsexual?
I have a cousin.
Bound in Jesus' name. Come out of the family line in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and call. Deep breath and call. Every spirit of perversion, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of perversion, coming down the family line, chopping out of her in Jesus' name. Every spirit of perversion, coming down the family line, you come out. The fire of God to burn you out in Jesus' name. What's your marital status?
Divorce.
Are you presently seeing someone?
No.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ,
we cut her free from the spirits that came from the husband's family line. In Jesus' name. We cut her free from all those spirits transferred into her through the former husband's family line. We bind those devils in Jesus' name. We command you to come up and out of her right now. All of them. All of them at once. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out now in Jesus' name. Every one of them. Lust, come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of lust, spirit of whoredoms, you're bound in Jesus' name. Treachery, you're bound in Jesus' name. Deep breath and calm. Come out. Kundalini, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We cut you out of the base of the spine, coming out the chakra, and we cut off the head with the sword of the... Come out of her. Python, you're bound. Break your constriction. Come out of her. Spirits of betrayal, spirits of uncleanness, come out in Jesus' name. All unclean spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. Various sexual devils, you're bound in Jesus' name. Every sex spirit is bound in the name of Jesus. Come on out, all of you, all of you. Poverty spirits, you're bound in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Is there anyone in your family line in the Masonic order?
I have a cousin that's been in it.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
kind of close
we
together.
Disconnect this. We disconnect this sister from all the rituals, prayers, and sacrifices of the Masonic order. We bind Baphomet and his 72. Come out of her life in Jesus' name. You got to cough that out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. She does not belong to Baphomet. She belongs to Jesus. Come on out. Holy fire on those sins, the fire of God to burn them out. In Jesus' name. We break it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to take this deliverance to completion. Sister, you need to go on a fast. We're about to have one starting Sunday. You need to go on a fast.
Yes, Lord.
The details for the fast are in the MIC radio chat on the website, and Brother Bill will post them again. And what is this? This is Friday, Sunday. We're going to talk about it again. Amen?
Okay.
You need to go on a fast, spend some time in the King James Version, sing blood songs to the Lord, because there's more to this than what we were able to do tonight. Amen?
Jesus. Amen.
What is that? Amen. So call us back next week so we can pray for you some more. Amen? And spend some serious set-aside time with the Lord, with the Bible, so he can talk to you. Now take a deep breath and release your prayer language. Woo! Holy Spirit, fill these empty places in Jesus' name.
Komanda ha ha. Solianda ha ha. Tisatia komanda ha ha. Salianda ya. Komanta ha ha. Tikta. So komanda ha ha halianda ha si satya komatia siya salianda komata ha ha si sata ha ha komanda ha ha si salianda ha komatia siya sa komatia salianda satya komanda.
Praise the Lord. Call us back later, sister. God bless you.
All right. God bless.
Amen. Area code 484, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Sabrina. Good night. Greetings to the saints. Oh. Greetings to the rest of the team. Thank you for answering my call. I've been praying. I've been listening to you. I've been going into the chat room, I think. I need to go in there some more. But my main focus right now is I'm trying to be strong based on some things happening now. Mainly what my main focus is, I keep trying to get rid of some debt, and it's like every year it gets more. I'm not sure where it's coming from or how it's happening, but it seems like it's just not letting go. Whatever I try to do, it just keeps increasing, so I want to find a way. I want to know how to break it off.
Okay. You tithe?
On my feet. Say, yes.
Okay,
ministry,
so you give to the ministry 10% off the gross. Is that correct?
I get paid.
Not off the net, off the gross.
No, the net.
No, that's what your problem is.
It's off the gross.
It's off the gross.
Okay.
God comes first. He comes before Uncle Sam.
All right. Okay.
God has to come first.
I can...
Next, do you give what we call almsgiving? That means giving to the poor.
I give, yes. I'm not necessarily to the poor, but I give. I give. I don't know of really poor like that, if that's exactly what you mean. I don't know about that poor.
Okay, well, that's important. Listen to me. That's very, very important. The Lord requires that we do it. It doesn't mean It doesn't matter if it's just, say, a $5 or $10 out of every paycheck. You have to do it consistently. Let me explain what I mean by that. Where I live, with the electric bill, they give you an option to check a box, and you give, and it takes, they add $2 to your bill to cover a fund that helps to pay for people's light bill who can't pay for their light bill. So I check the box, and every month they add two more dollars to my bill, and I pay it to help people who can't pay their light bill. That's what we call almsgiving or giving to the poor. So this is what you ought to do. You ought to ask the Lord where he wants you to give it. Don't just give it randomly. Yeah. Let him direct your giving. If he tells you give it to this little mission right here, then you give them your $5 every 2 weeks or however he tells you to do it. Okay?
Right.
And then you put your prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, and we will pray with you. And the Lord will help you to break out of that bondage, all right?
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come in agreement with our brother's prayer request, and we break the bonds of poverty and debt from him in Jesus' name. We break those chains in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind spirits of poverty coming down the family lines in Jesus' name. We bind witchcraft in the family line. Deep breath and cough. Break the day. Come out of here. Those spirits of poverty coming down the family line. We bind every spirit of oppression. We bind you in Jesus' name. Come out of his life. Come out of his life. Come out of his life in Jesus' name. You cannot continue to hinder him. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold. Rika, cough that out. Cough it out. Cough it out in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We command you to leave him now in Jesus' name. We uproot all poverty in his life. And his root, we uproot you. We curse the root. We command you to come out of his life in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Come out of his life. You have no right to be there. Have you ever owed someone a debt and refused to pay it?
No, I owe some, loan credit union and loan company. I'm not refusing, but I just can't come up with it. So I owe them
But I mean in the past. What I mean is in the past, have you owed someone and just outright refused?
No, I never did that. No, I owed one. I still owe another one.
Okay, all right, I got that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we release your servant. We loose him from his death in Jesus' name. We break every curse of poverty in his life in Jesus' name, and we release him. Holy Spirit, we put his finances in your hands in Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
Thank you.
Amen. Don't forget to put your prayer request in the prayer room.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. Area code 210, you're on the air in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor.
Hi.
I'm wondering if I had never called in to break the generational curses and sins off of my life, and I had two kids before we actually married, so to break the curse of the bastard. Does that break it off my children also?
Well, first of all, before we do that, you have to have done some fasting. Amen?
Okay. Yes,
and you have to have done some seeking of the Lord. Amen?
Okay.
Okay. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to help our sister to participate in the fast that's coming up on Sunday. We ask, Lord, that as she fasts and seek your face, that you show her specific things related to her life. She's mentioned a few, but there are more. So that when the time comes for that, Father, that she will be fully prepared to enter into deliverance in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over her and her children. Yes, sir. The Lord wants you to seek him because his things
okay.
he wants to reveal to you, all right? So you call
okay.
back when the Lord tells you to, and we will pray. But he
okay.
wants you to seek his face. There are things he wants you to know before we enter into this kind of prayer with you, all right?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And you
okay,
may
thank
write
you.
Me. And you hold on. Just hold on and
okay.
listen. You may write me at gproom@outlook.com and include
okay.
your phone number so I remember which one you were. And you can tell me about what the Lord shows you, okay? And we can go from there. All right?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank
All
you.
All right. We love you. God bless you.
Love you, too. Thank you, God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. So tonight, Brother Marshall is going to lead us in prayer about the critical race theory being taught in school, about Fauci and God's point of view, about the Nigerian president and his suspension of Twitter, about the change that's going on in Israel's government, about X-rated websites, about the proliferation of lewdness in public spaces, and about transsexual activists in the political arena. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a lot to pray about. But I know the Lord will give him effectual and fervent prayers that we can come into agreement in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Brother Marshall.
It may be so, Lord. Amen. He said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and abateth not, and will be given him. And I hold every thought captive in Jesus' name, and I commit my works unto you, Lord, that my thoughts may be established. Help me, Lord, and help all of us to pray in our prayer languages the way you want us to come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace. We thank you, Father, for the extraordinary gift of your only begotten Son, that you set him forth on that tree to take our cup of cursing, even as is written in Galatians 3:13-14. Thank you, Jesus, for the price you paid. And thank you that as we come boldly before your throne of grace in time of need, with you, Lord Jesus, our high priest after the order of Melchizedek, you're our high priest and you're ever living to make intercession for us. And it says if we come before your throne of grace, Father, cut up and said, Jesus will be able to save us to the uttermost, Father, according to Hebrews chapter 7, around verse 25. So we ask you to save us all to the uttermost from all these ungodly spirits, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for the glorious liberty that you give your children, Father, in Jesus' name. The glorious liberty of the children of God. For every good and every perfect gift cometh down from above, from you, Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. And it says in, if I can find it quickly enough, help me, Holy Ghost, to get there. Come, I'll order all of my thoughts and my steps and your word and everything else in Jesus' name. It says in James 1:25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, He be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. Well, that sounds a lot like Sabrina's sermon this evening. Have to not just be hearers of the word, but doers too. So Lord, help us all to look into that glorious law of liberty, because Jesus hung on that tree, and we thank you, Jesus. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. By the power of your Spirit, Father, I ask you to help us to pray the way you want in the prayer language, help us to hear and do what Jesus wants each of us individually to do in the body of Christ globally in Jesus' name. We ask you to deliver us from all these ungodly spirits in Jesus' name. Spirits, it says in your word, don't go with an angry man lest they'll learn his ways. Of course, a lot of people listen, not just on the mainstream news media, but even the alternative news media. Some of the people get pretty upset with other people. And Father God, you told us to think about things that are pure and holy and lovely. And basically, we need to think about the Godhead. We need to think about what Jesus did. But Father, you said if there's some people that have an agenda, and their agenda is to cause strife, tension, and division. And you warned us, Lord, even in Galatians 5, or in verse 19, says if we entertain strife, it might just keep us out of heaven. That's one of those things, along with sexual immorality and all kinds of other more obvious things that should be obvious, but apparently not that obvious today, because these are the last days. Father, we ask you to deliver us from all the spirits that are behind the critical race theory, trying to get people to turn one group against another group, just kind of like the Nazis did. Oh, we're good, and these people are terrible, so we need to put them in concentration camps or FEMA camps or something. So, Father, we ask you to deliver us. You said in your word very simply, he said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Joel 2:32. And you said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits to me? I shall take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. That's that blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of the creator of heaven and earth, who spoke all of us into being, even those that are advocating this critical race theory. And Father, we do pray for those in authority. And those, Father God, that put up with the, even as you told us to, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, pray for those in authority. We pray for all those in authority that are trying to lead people to do things that are not in agreement with your word and your will for each one of us. And we thank you, Father, for teaching us how to do it the way you want. You said the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly, in the end of Romans chapter 16, somewhere around verse 20. So we think of that gospel of peace. We keep our gospel shoes of peace on. We keep on all the full armor of God, the belt of truth. We don't lie. We tell the truth. We keep on the breastplate of righteousness. That's who Jesus is. We're washed in the blood. He's our righteousness. He protects our hearts. We keep on the helmet of salvation. He protects our minds. We don't have to be in stress. He gives us his peace. So, Father, we ask you to help those that don't know the Lord Jesus yet, even some of our family members. Bring them into the kingdom of God. And those in authority that you can save, not just in this country, but globally, save those that can be saved, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to have mercy on their souls, because we know in your word, God our Savior will have all men to be saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole, to be sozo. We ask you to sozo those that can be saved, and we ask you to deliver us from every ungodly spirit. And we thank you, Father, for the different groups and different areas that are standing up against this critical race theory. I've heard about some parents who went to teachers' meetings, and they said, we don't want this in our school, in our public school, wherever it was, South Carolina, I forget where it was, someplace down in the southeast of the United States. They went to the public school, I believe it is, and they said, we don't want this to be taught in this area, in this county, anymore. It doesn't fit with our worldview, and it's not a blessing to our children. It just causes strife and people to feel guilty for no particular reason. So, Father, we ask you to give others the courage to stand for the truth and to stand for what they know in their hearts is right, Father, and to do it in love and do it in peace, because the faith you've given, and it comes by the faith of Jesus. We live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. That faith worketh by love. So help us to walk in love, and we bind every demon, Satan, you're bound, every spirit trying to cause death on destruction and division. All spirits are bound in Jesus' name. We continue to speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear, pertaining to each and every one of us and all of our family members. In Jesus' name, all witchcraft curses return to at least simple on the heads of the spirits of sin. Do those demons what they intend to do to us in Jesus' name, coming from all sources. Those that are trying to control people against their will, which is what witchcraft is. We bind every spirit of ungodly control. All spirits of ungodly control from government and all other sources and social media and corporations, every spirit of ungodly control trying to force things on people that is not the will of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus over each one of us. Satan, you, the mind blinder, are bound. Every one of your underlings are bound. Every spirit of Leviathan is bound. Every spirit of pride, presumption. Every spirit of ungodly fear is bound. Every spirit of holding back and timidity. Well, who am I? Well, that's what Moses said. Who am I? How can I go before Pharaoh? Hey, he was brought up in Pharaoh's household. And who gave Moses his mouth? Who gave him his eyes and his hands and probably even the staff that he was able to hold to throw down? Even his brother threw down the staff and it became a serpent and it swallowed up the magician's serpents. We ask you, to, Father God, to swallow up the magician's staffs. They're snakes, Father, in Jesus' name. Because for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. He might destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus cannot lie. He says, Father, in Gospel of John, chapter 17, the beginning of the chapter, Father, around verse 1 and verse 4, I've finished the work thou gavest me to do. We think Jesus has did the complete work. He said it is finished in John chapter 19, I believe it is. He did the complete work, and we thank you for that complete work. We ask it to be manifest on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for giving us power and authority that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, according to Matthew 18:18, Matthew 16:19. So Satan, you're bound, or your underlings, named and not named, are bound. Every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. Every spirit trying to lead to race riots, civil war, strife, and contention. And all the spirits behind Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and all these groups that are funded by groups like Soros, all those spirits are bound. Father, we ask you to remove the funding from those sources. We ask you to speak confusion, division, the enemy's camp. Division and confusion, division and confusion, confusion, division, the enemy's camp in Jesus' name. Now, we love every human being. But to the demons that are operating through them, Father, we ask you to deliver those people that are just doing whatever they're doing to get some bucks, to get some money. And that, what is that money going to avail them when they get to stand before the great white throne of judgment? It's not going to help them one little bit. So, Father God, help many, many people to make the right choices, many in the valid decision, including those working for Soros and his various groups in Jesus. Then we ask you to deliver us from every one of these ungodly spirits and those working for the Chi-Coms. We ask you to deliver us from every ungodly spirit trying to cause division in this nation, because that's what they want. They want division, because we know that when the body of Christ is united, that's when the Holy Ghost comes pouring forth. They're all together in unity, in one accord, and that's not a Honda Accord. They were all in agreement. And we thank you, Father God, that we can all be in agreement and we'll travel together, walking in love, walking in the light. And we ask you to deliver all those involved and show us what our part is and all the parents and all the schools, not just in the public schools, in the private schools too, because a lot of these people are just going along to get along. Well, this is what everybody says. Just like, hey, isn't it a good idea to get an untested vaccine? Is it? Have you checked with the Lord? Help us all, Lord, to hear what Jesus wants us to do and to do it. And Father, we know what you warned us about in your word, and we know things are coming uncovered from this microbiologist, Dr. Fauci, who's been vacillating back and forth. Yes, mask, no mask. Yes, social distance. Oh, well, I'm not. So, yeah. He's back and forth and back and forth. No, it's spontaneous. Well, yeah, it might have come from a lab somewhere. Maybe even a lab that he helped fund. Oh, my. Father, we know that you said in your word in Proverbs 19, Proverbs 19, verses 5 and 9, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Now, that isn't just for Fauci. That's for a few other people, too, including people at CNN and Twitter and Facebook and some of these other places and so-called current regime. It was supposedly more or less in Washington, but they may be filming it who knows where. In Jesus' name. And it also says in verse 9, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Father, save the souls of those that can be saved. You told us to pray for those in authority. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Why? Because we want to speak blessings, even as Sabrina was speaking blessings to the brother who just called in. We want to speak blessings so that we can be blessed. We don't want to speak curses, because then we get what we've been dishing out. So we don't want curses to come on us. So, Father, you told us in your word, if the Jewish people were taken captive in the land, you told them to pray for the peace in their city, the peace in the land where they're taken captive, so that they can have peace. So we speak shalom, peace, the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not just to Jerusalem, but to the United States of America and every city, town, every village, every community where there are at least two believers in the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' name, including every city. We speak peace in Jesus' name. Including the city where some of us that live near used to be called the city of brotherly love, where the murder rate has gone up. That doesn't look like it's a good witness, Father. We ask you to deliver us from all these spirits of death, hell, and destruction. Satan, you remain bound, and all your underlings remain bound. Every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy. Not just coming in the United States, but all over the world in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant. And every spirit of strife and contention, every spirit trying to stir up additional strife and cause one group to be pitted against another group, we ask for your divine intervention. Now, I don't have all the answers, but you know what everyone's thinking, Lord. I don't even know my own heart perfectly, but you know everyone's heart, including the president of Nigeria, President M. Buhari. Apparently, he said something that the fact checkers, who don't really have any facts, they just have their agenda, their controlling spirits, their witchcraft. They said that some of the things he said were not pleasing to them, so they took him off Twitter. Well, what did the government of Nigeria, they said, well, this is inappropriate. If people are being encouraged to do things that are coming against the police and the election offices in Nigeria, if people are encouraged to do things to cause division and strife by people that are allowed to say whatever they want on Twitter, but he's not, well, they just took the whole Twitter thing down. So he's apparently, not just him, but his minister of whatever, communications, whatever his name is, Muhammad or somebody. We ask you, Father, because we know Nigeria is like half Christian and half Muslim. There's already enough division and strife in that country. They don't need it anymore. And they had enough civil war already, Father. We ask you to deliver those people, Father God, that are trying to stir up strife and division, not just in this country, in Nigeria, God, and in Israel, and every other area, Father God, in Jesus' name. This is the devil's plan. He wants to cause strife and division between any and every group, turning Southerners against Northerners, blacks against white, whatever it is. One person looks the same to us, whether it's China versus North Korea versus South Korea versus Japan. They look the same many times to many different people who don't know the differences, Father God. But the devil's so busy. We bind every one of those spirits trying to cause strife and contention continually, instantly, immediately, in Jesus' name. Satan, you're bound. Every mind-blinding spirit, every spirit of death, on destruction, is left from our position, seat, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. According to Proverbs 18:10, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. We're safe in Jesus. And we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto the death. We love Jesus more than our natural life. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound. Every spirit seeking to kill, still they're bound. We command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons in the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those we have and are and will intercede for, including all those spirits trying to, all spirits of Zeus are bound. Every spirit are trying to cause strife and contention are bound, and not just in the United States, and not just in Nigeria, and not just in Israel, in all the nations. Every spirit of pitting one group against another group, including in Australia, and every area, in Jesus' name. Satan and all your underlings remain perpetually bound, including pride and rebellion and idolatry. And every spirit, but every unclean spirit is bound in Jesus' name. Every unclean spirit. And Father, Father, we ask, very, very important, Father, you told us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we do pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And Jesus made peace by the blood of his cross. And where was his cross? In Jerusalem, or right outside the city gates, and the people came out to see what was that happened there. So we thank you for that blood that was shed, the blood of the Lamb of God. We ask for that blood. We plead that blood over all those that are actually worshipers of the true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and not just the Khazar Jews, not just those that are whatever, but think they're Jews, but they don't really know. They never read the Torah, don't give a hoot about what's in God's Word. Father, we ask you to deliver those that have actually given their hearts to the Lord Jesus, whether they be completed Jews or whether they be Palestinians. And we ask for your divine intervention, Father God, because we know that some of these plans that were trying to be put through, even when Trump was in office, are not pleasing to the Palestinians in the West Bank. And some of these people that are trying to form coalitions against Netanyahu, Father God, they want to go over and just take over the West Bank. And Father God, there are some people there, real human beings, that have given their hearts to Jesus. We ask you to protect your children wherever they are. And I don't know how you're going to work this out, but you're going to work it out. And we ask you to work it out, Father, because we're asking in agreement, because you said if two of you on earth agree to anything, you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. Jesus says in John 16, around verse 22, but I will see you again. When Jesus goes back to be with the Father, but I will see you again. His eyes are red with wine. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. And your joy no man taketh from you. In that day, you'll ask me nothing. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Thank you for fullness of joy, Father. Thank you for the joy of salvation. Thank you that Jesus shed his blood to redeem us. Thank you that your arms are not too short to redeem. We ask you to redeem us, Lord, and redeem all those in the children, all those in harm's way, in Nigeria, in Israel, in the United States, all those in harm's way, Father, in Jesus' name, including those that are being used on these X-rated websites, Father God, and the lewdness in the public arena, Father God. Deliver some of the children, some of the younger women and different, even boys, Father God, that have been maybe bribed or whatever to do things that were not pleasing in your sight, Lord, because they don't know any better. Father, forgive them. They didn't know what they're doing. And deliver them, Father. And those that do know exactly what they're doing, that are into perversion, that are serving the devil with all their heart, all those people that have hard hearts, Father God, that only are being controlled by the lust of flesh, the lust of the eye, and or the pride of life, and or the love of money, we ask you to deliver those that can be delivered. And we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication. And those that refuse to repent, Father, we ask you to deal with them according to your will. It's a very fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. And we ask for your divine intervention, Father God. Even those that did very lewd and perverse things down in New Orleans just before Katrina hit, when they had a gay parade or whatever, with people doing things that were not supposed to be ever done in public, let alone in private. And Father, we ask you to uncover, if it needs to be, if whatever's been done in secret is going to be brought to the light, Father, including those in the highest areas, including with the child pornography, Father God. We ask you to uncover what needs to be uncovered. I know many people in high levels in government have been involved in some of this in other areas and corporations, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Father God, many have been blackmailed because of it, Father God, and that's why the child comes are controlling them, because they've got the goods on them. They've got the videos. They've got the confessions. Father, we ask you, Father God, to deliver the people, especially those that have given their hearts and souls to you, Lord Jesus, in this country, in Israel, yes, in Nigeria too. There are awesome saints in Nigeria, Father. We ask you to deliver all those, Father God, all those that have really given their hearts to you, because we know that our salvation is not in a COVID shot. Our salvation is not in any one man. Some people are looking for a one man, not the Messiah. They're looking for a different one. They're looking for the false Messiah. And Father God, we ask you to deliver those people that have been deceived in other areas. Satan, you, the deceiver, we bind every spirit of deception, every spirit of kind of mind-blinding, and we cancel our assignments to all those who have been deceived before, including those that are involved with transsexual activities, particularly in the political arena, in Jesus' name. You said, ask. As Sabrina's already reminded us in Matthew 7:7 and following, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And you said you have not because you ask not. Well, we're asking. We're asking in agreement because of the blood of the covenant. Not because we're righteous, because of Jesus is righteous. And because you said, in the last days, very nasty things are going to be happening, Father. And it appears that we're in those last days. Even I think it was the beginning of 1 Timothy 4, somewhere around there, maybe it's 3, one of those places. We said, in the last days, people will fall away from the faith. There it is. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times men, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We ask you to deliver those that have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Father, we ask you to deliver all those, Father, that can be delivered, especially all those connected and related to them. In Jesus' name, deliver all the children, especially, Father, even as we prayed, Father, we come boldly before your throne of grace. And we know, it says in your word, that God our Savior will have all men to be saved. We ask you to save all the children, all the family members of every believer, all the neighbors of every believer, everyone we've interceded for, the co-workers. Yes, the Jewish people that can repent, Father God, take away the veil, Father God. Give them eyes to see and hearts to respond and ears to hear, Father, and particularly all the children. Save the children. The children that were already grew up in this nation, and the children that have been brought into this nation, perhaps under very ungodly, with ungodly intentions. Deliver the children, Father God. Deliver all the children wherever they are, Father God, whether they're locked in dormitories or wherever they are, Father God, or put in worse situations. Deliver them, Father God, in Jesus' name. Satan, you remain bound, or your underlings remain bound. We ask you to send the proper laborers to each one, Father. We ask you to draw as all those we've interceded for, as many as can, including those in authority, not just in Israel, not just in Nigeria, not just in the United States, every nation. Draw them, Father God, to the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth and those that will be in authority. Raise up godly leaders, Father God, and put down those that refuse to bow the knee to the Lord Jesus. Remove them, Father God. Remove the liars, even as you told us you're going to do, Father, even as I read in Psalm 19, particularly verse 9. It's not a very pleasant thing for people who have lied, intentionally lied, and done deception. Have some of our leaders done that? Many of them apparently have. At least that's the intention, the understanding of several of the people in this nation, Father God. Of course, we don't know everything, but you know everything perfectly. Thank you, Father, for sending, drawing each one to Lord Jesus, giving each one to Lord Jesus, writing their names in the Lamb's Book of Life, and saying the proper labors to each one. In Jesus' name. You said in the last verse of Matthew 9, which I should have memorized, but I don't exactly. It says, pray, Jesus speaking, pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So, Father, we know you're looking for a harvest. Help us to be laborers in your field doing what you want. Send forth the proper laborers. If some of us are those laborers, send the proper laborers to those who've been interceding for, especially the children, all the family members of every believer, the friends of every believer, the neighbors of every believer, in Jesus' name. And I think of even today that there was a carpenter who came by, and he was speaking God's word. He doesn't know everything. I don't know everything. But my daughter was there and listening. We thank you, Father God. Your word never returns void. We thank you, Father God, for giving people holy, holy fear. Because someday all of us are going to stand either before the judgment seat of Christ to receive rewards and maybe a little, you know, could have done better, Marshall, but you get to come in because of the blood. Or before the great white throne of judgment. So, Father, we ask you to call men to have a holy, holy fear of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied, shall not be visited with evil. In Jesus' name. Give those, Father God, that need it, a holy, holy reverence of the Most High God.
How you loved me so much that you died on Calvary.
Chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment of Christ. That everyone may receive his things done in his body. For he said to himself, good or bad, knowing therefore that the fear of the Lord is great, but we may manifest unto God, and I trust also may manifest in your conscience. So we command not ourselves again unto you. Start with not our goodness, but your goodness, and thank you, and your righteousness, and give you praise and honor, and have a holy, holy reverence, Father, in Jesus' name.
You're still
Thank you. Jesus' name.